Today in Music.
We expected it to last 10 years.
I didn't think I was talented enough for it.
I could be retired, but I could still do this.
But you know, destiny intervenes.
Mix 104.9.
Former member of Destiny's Child and winner of 5 Grammy Awards, Beyonce shot to number one on this day in 2003 with Dangerously in Love. It stayed at the number one spot for 5 weeks. Here she is chatting about her Grammy wins.
I was blessed to win 3 with Destiny's Child, and I was just as excited when I won the 5.
The Boss kicked off the first leg of his Born in the USA tour on this day in 1984. He played a total of 156 shows, ending in Los Angeles in late 1985. So popular was the album, President of the USA at the time, Ronald Reagan, had this to say.
America's future rests in 1,000 dreams inside your hearts. It rests in the message of hope in songs of a man so many young Americans admire, New Jersey's own Bruce Springsteen.
Born on this day in 1953, Scottish musician Colin Hay of Men at Work. He wrote the smash hit of 1983, Down Under. He recalls a funny time he sang it live at a country pub in Victoria.
After the Men at Work broke up and, you know, I was playing up in, I think it was at the Bridge Hotel in Mildura, you know, and Men at Work broke the record for the most number of people in the room. And I played Down Under, you know, and this old guy, about 60, he hadn't been home yet, you know, with the guys with the suit and the tie, he's trying to get the girl behind the bar to go up to the snow with him and all that stuff, you know, and, you know, that kind of gig, you know, he hasn't been home from work, and I play dinner, and he gets out on the dance floor, and after the gig was finished, he comes and kicks the door open, he goes, mine, mine, yeah, that Down Under, mate, yeah, you play that better than the original.
And that is Today in Music, Monday the 29th of June, Mix 104.9.